Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Nicole Galinas is our guest. She's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. She is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor to City Journal. Manhattan-Institute.org, right, Nicole?
Yes, Manhattan-Institute.org.
And City-Journal.org,
yep,
as well, right? Okay. Okay, Nicole, the fiscal cliff is really, people don't realize what a toll this whole kabuki dance that the so-called leadership in Washington has been going through now is already hurting small businesses. And if they go over the cliff, like it looks like they increasingly may, Nicole, I predicted in an article recently that thousands of small businesses that barely made it through the Great Recession and now we're feeling like maybe they could, you know, they were, you know, on the coming out of the dark there, will not make it through the double dip, the recession that will surely come if we go over the cliff. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think it's silly to have a tax code that's not permanent.
Right.
We have these taxes that lasted for 10 years in the first place, and you'll keep expiring, and now they renew them every 2 years and every year, and so both sides are to blame here.
We need a permanent
tax rate so that people can, you know, whatever it is, so that people can plan their investments and so forth. And, you know, it's a bit silly for everyone to focus on a couple of percentage points in that marginal income tax when they, if we don't cut spending, taxes are going up on everyone.
What you're also saying is we don't have a revenue problem in Washington. We got a spending problem, don't we?
Well, if we decide we want to spend this much money, which is what we're doing by not fixing the problem, then taxes are going up. You know, it's a simple math problem. So I think if Congress doesn't want taxes going up, they should be working on specific spending cuts. You know, we always hear these big numbers, what they don't give you is little numbers. You never hear from Congress, what do we want to cut? What specific things, you know, a long, long list of items to cut. Because the Congress doesn't put out these things because they know that whatever they want to cut will anger somebody.
They'll hear from the lobbyists the next day. But Nicole, here's another thing that's upside down. When the tax cuts were installed in 2001 and 2003, what's called the Bush tax cuts, those all were given a sunset date. They were all given a date when we're going to cut these taxes, but we're not going to let them be in forever. We're going to give them a lifespan. But in those same years and all subsequent years, whenever they've created a new regulation, there are never any sunsets on those regulations. That's the problem, Nicole. If we're going to have sunsets, let's put sunsets on everything. What do you think?
I don't think we should have sunsets on anything.
I agree. But if we're going to do it on one, we should do it on all.
Well, you know, I don't want to make things even more complicated. You know, sometimes you'll have these clever people say, oh, we should change the debt ceiling so it goes along with automatic spending cuts.
Right.
Well, the automatic spending cuts are part of what's getting us in so much trouble because people in August 2011, when the Congress almost took us to the brink of default, a lot of people said, oh, well, they must have solved the problem then because they kept saying they would never raise the debt ceiling unless they solved the problem. So it's a lot of crying wolf and unnecessary brinksmanship. The problems are fairly simple. Either you cut spending specifically or you raise taxes. And by the way, there's no need to figure this all out right at the moment. So, you know, this is an artificial crisis that was created by politics. It's more of a political cliff than a fiscal.
Meanwhile, Nicole, real small businesses are being harmed by this. And that's the reason why, to us, it's not a game. This is not a game to small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. It's our lives. It's what we've worked for, watching it go down the drain. It's trying to talk to customers and not being able to get customers to talk to us because they don't know whether they're going to want to spend any money next year or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is real life stuff going on right here, not politics from the so-called political class. Nicole, quickly, will we go over the cliff or will they kick the can again?
Oh, well, I think they'll figure something out, but it you know, they're trying to do too much. You know, now Obama added corporate tax reform to it. It's a lot to be done in
all
half
just
week.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, here's what's amazing to me, Nicole. They're doing all this without any sense of shame. You and I would be embarrassed if we behaved like this, and they have no apparent sense of shame. Hey, Nicole, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.